Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. It's always a thrill when two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Graham Nash is in town, and WAMC listeners have plenty of chances to catch his tour over the next couple of weeks. Supporting a rare solo album, This Path Tonight, which came out in April, Nash will be at the Academy of Music Theater in Northampton September 27th, the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock October 4th, the Tarrytown Music Hall October 5th, Infinity Hall in Hartford October 8th, and the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall October 9th. He's written some of the most beloved songs of the past 50 years as a solo artist, with CSN and his first group, The Hollies. It's my pleasure to welcome Graham Nash back to the Roundtable.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. The last we spoke was at Levon Helm's barn a year ago or so. How's the last year been for you?
Chaotic and thrilling and scary and wonderful. You know, I'm a lucky man. We spoke earlier, you know, about the changes in my personal life that I'm writing about with my friend Shane Fontaine, who is the lead guitar player with Lone Justice and Sting and Bruce Springsteen. He and I have been doing these shows pretty much acoustic. You know, Shane does play electric guitar occasionally, but it's just me and my guitar and the songs as we wrote them. Pretty simple, but people are really responding well.
When was the last time you regularly went out as a solo artist?
Oh, I don't know. Let me see, 5 years ago? 10 years ago? I'm not sure.
Are you two writing new stuff? Because I know the last album, the latest album, came together while you were on the bus and in a matter of days and things like that. As this tour has gone on, are you two working on new stuff?
Always. Yeah, you know, when you've done a show and you've been adored by, you know, 1,000 people and you get onto the bus, to what? Nothing. So what we do, of course, is break out our guitars and just start jamming and playing and talking about music and writing.
Does it start with melody with you or words?
It's lots of different ways, kid. I've made tracks starting from recording a kick drum. You know, and I've made tracks where the entire take was done in one take, which is the case with the song Myself at Last. On the album, that was the very first attempt at the very first song we tried, and it became the master.
And you saved my soul at last.
I knew things were going to be cool from that moment.
It's a great song. What do you mean by Yourself at Last?
You know, sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with life and you're dealing with wives and friends and children and lovers and family, sometimes it gets difficult to find yourself. And sometimes you have to go on the road, you know, alone to reconnect with yourself. And that's what I was doing. You know, I used to go on the road to lose myself at last, and now that I found my lovely girlfriend Amy Grantham, I found myself at last.
How did you two meet?
At the Beacon Theater in New York City. Mm-hmm. CSNY, we're doing a show, and we have one of the guys in our crew that takes care of Stephen, Noel Kassler, introduced me to Amy backstage at the Beacon Theater, and it was an incredible moment, and we're still together.
And I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but I know you recently had a divorce after almost 4 decades of marriage. Is it scary to find yourself kind of starting over at this stage?
Life is scary, period. You know, you have to make decisions based on how your heart feels and how your spirit tells you. And this is what happened to me. You know, my wife and I fell out of love and divorced. You know, you have to keep love alive. You have to leave a note on the refrigerator door. You have to buy a flower. You have to keep love alive. And if you don't, it dies. And that's what happened to me.
I want to ask you a bit about going out on the road. There's a moment in your memoir, Wild Tales, that came out not too long ago, and you talk about how inspired you and Alan Clark from the Hollies were seeing the Everly Brothers in concert, and it really drove you to create and to get on stage. Now you've played probably thousands of shows since that pivotal moment. Do you still feel that excitement?
Absolutely, especially with new music. And one of the things that's happening on the tour is this. I completely understand that if I sing Our House well, I understand people singing with it and cheering and clapping. I understand that because it's 45 years old, the song. You know, it's been around the world for many, many years. People seem to really love it. But what's going on now is when I play a song for the very first time, I'm getting that kind of reaction, which is kind of shocking to me. I understand Our House, it's an old song, you know, people love it. But a brand new song, that's fantastic for a musician.
Do you have any trepidation about playing your new stuff?
Because no, not at all.
People have...
I'm most anxious to do it.
Mm-hmm. And we should say that you and Shane Fontaine, who you mentioned earlier, have a great vocal blend. I've seen him when CSN was out on the road as the second guitarist in the group, and I didn't realize that, I think, until I saw you two do like Blackbird together. It's amazing.
Right, yeah. Shane's an unbelievable musician, and I'm not comfortable writing with other people for some reason. I never was comfortable. But with Shane, it's like writing in front of a mirror. He's English. He's a gentleman. He's a very smart man, and I'm very comfortable writing with him. And it's surprising to me, but I'll go for it because the results are wonderful, as far as I'm concerned.
You two like to start the show, at least the times I've seen it, with like Bus Stop or another Holly song. Why do you like to go back to the beginning to start?
Just to put people just to put my music in a correct context. I've been doing this a long time. I've cut my first hit record in 1963.
Wow.
It's been a long time, and I love performing for people. I'm a communicator. I want to communicate.
Is there a void in your day if you don't have a show that night?
No. I do a lot more in my life than just make music. I'm an artist and a painter and a collector and a sculptor, and I've got lots of things to do.
What are some of the other things you're working on besides music at the moment?
I'm working on a couple of self-portrait paintings, and I'm trying to find a new house. I used to live in Hawaii, and I don't anymore. I live in New York City. I just traded one jungle for another jungle. but I feel fine. I'm very creative. My health seems totally fine, and I'm just having a good time with my life. I made a decision that was traumatic for a lot of people. It's not easy. Divorce is not an easy process, especially when children are involved.
Well, we don't have to get too into the details if you don't like, but you've also had a public divorce from CSN. At least that's the way it looks to me.
And that's the way it looks to me.
Yeah. I understand that, you know, you guys are all doing your own things now, and I think they're very great. As a fan, it's like having your parents fight a little bit.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, people are going to have to deal with it. We had a run of, you know, 45 years. We made some wonderful music. We had really great times, and now it's over.
Are you sad about it?
Yes. I'm sad because of the loss of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sad about.
On the other hand, it must be freeing because when it was the three of you or the four of you, you each had a certain number of songs you could get into a show or an album, and now it's all for you.
That's right. And I'm really enjoying it. I can play what I want, when I want. And that's a tremendous thing to be able to do.
Will you be recording any of the new songs you've been writing on the bus for a follow-up?
Absolutely.
And any timeline on when that might come out?
No, not yet. I want to get this tour. I want to get this year out of the way. I've been on the road since January. You know, I have a new apartment in New York, and I've been in it about 5 weeks. So I need to start, you know, to make my nest again.
Paul McCartney recently gave a Rolling Stone interview and said it used to be unfathomable when they were 60s pop stars that he might be on stage at 80, but now it's not looking so far away. What about you? Do you want to keep going for a long time?
As long as I can sing and as long as I can write stuff that I think people might want to hear, I'll do it until I'm dead.
Well, that's great news for me. We've been speaking with the wonderful Graham Nash, who has several shows coming up in our region, including September 27th in Northampton at the Academy of Music, the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, October 4th, the Tarrytown Music Hall, October 5th, Infinity Hall in Hartford, October 8th, and the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, October 9th. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck on the road.
Thank you very much, Ian. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.